Ukrainians strike major Russian oil refinery for second time this week. By Breitbart London on July 1, 2026. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, Ukrainian forces struck Russia's major Rufa oil refinery for the second time in a week, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Wednesday. Almost daily long-range attacks on Russian oil facilities have created a fuel crisis and heaped political pressure on the Kremlin as its all-out invasion of Ukraine stretches into its fifth year. The Ufa refinery is one of Russia's largest producers of lubricants and is located more than 1,000 kilometers, 600 miles, from Ukraine, Zelensky said on social media. Ukraine also struck a plant producing missile components in Russia's Penza region southeast of Moscow, some 500 kilometers, 300 miles, from Ukraine, Zelensky said. Russian officials did not confirm the strikes, which could not be independently verified. The Russian Defense Ministry reported intercepting 179 Ukrainian drones over 16 Russian regions, the annexed Crimea and waters of the Azov and the Black Sea. Penza Regional Governor Oleg Melnichenko said that Ukrainian drones struck two industrial plants in the city of Penza, injuring two people at one of them. He didn't name the plants or describe the damage. The explosions shattered windows in two apartment buildings in Penza, Melnichenko said, while down drone debris damaged a power line and fell on a building under construction. Ukraine's domestically developed and manufactured drones and missiles have been hammering Russian oil facilities, including refineries, terminals, storage depots and pipeline pumping stations, for months. Many regions of Russia, one of the world's biggest energy producers, have introduced fuel rationing. Ukraine has developed new weaponry and in recent months has gained an edge, according to Western officials. Its strikes on supply routes behind the front line have robbed the Russian army of momentum on the battlefield, officials and analysts say. Russians now have great problems with delivering infantry to the front line and supplying it, Ukrainian Minister of Defense Mykhailo Fedorov said Wednesday. Ukraine has become a provider of military technology sought by countries around the world, especially drones. With European countries fearing what Moscow's territorial ambitions might lie beyond Ukraine, leaders have described Kyiv as a bulwark against Russian advances. Ukraine is becoming a security provider for the whole of Europe, Swedish Minister of Defense Paul Jonsson said in Kyiv, where he held talks with Fedorov. Ukraine signed an agreement on Tuesday for Sweden to provide Kyiv with Gripen fighter jets. They will help Ukraine stop Russian aircraft carrying powerful glide bombs, Fedorov said. Jonsson said European countries want Ukraine to be integrated into Euro-Atlantic defenses. Although Ukraine's NATO membership has been a contentious issue and likely will be discussed at an alliance summit in Turkey next week. The sooner it happens, the better it is for you. The better it is for our security and prosperity as well, Jonsson told a press conference. Ukraine also wants to join the European Union, though the process could take years. Zelensky arrived Wednesday in Ireland, which currently holds the EU's rotating presidency. Ukraine proves every day that it deserves to be an equal partner of our common European home. And we hope that during Ireland's presidency of the EU Council, we will be able to achieve tangible progress on the path to membership and open all negotiations clusters, Zelensky said. Russian long-range attacks on Ukraine continued, with at least five civilians reported killed Wednesday. A Russian drone struck a bus in the southern Kherson region, killing two people and injuring six others, regional head Oleksandra Prokudin said. Glide bombs hit the northeastern city of Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest, killing two people, including a 15-year-old boy, Mayor Ihor Terekov said. At least 26 people were wounded, including a one-year-old, he added. A 43-year-old woman was killed and three were injured, including a 35-year-old pregnant woman, when Russia attacked five gas stations in the central Dnipropetrovsk region overnight, according to regional authorities. Russian forces have increasingly targeted Ukrainian gas stations. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.